Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And we are coming into the holiday seasons, and I just love this time of year. I know it's difficult for some people, though, too, and this thing called life is just so amazing and so incredible, and wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we have a lot of agents and brokers listening, so you guys are used to us and what we're doing, but if you're not, we just wish you peace and hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful life, and we all tend to worry too much as humans, unfortunately, and we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to really just enjoy and trust and know that everything's going to work out. And I'm saying this because today I'm so excited. We are not going to talk about real estate, although in a way we are, because people need to find homes. They need to house themselves. They need to, even if you're doing investments, it's about taking care of planning, looking at your finances, your future. The home is where the heart is. I always say that in everything. So today, but what better home do we have than our bodies and our minds to take care of ourselves? I mean, that if we don't have that home together, and then it's difficult for the rest of it to really fall in place. And it's very magical if we can get that together, how everything else falls in place. And so I'm the type of person, though, I can see a lot of chaos and then still be okay in the middle of the chaos. And I think that's just from years and years of doing so many deals and dealing with so many people, and then I have to get away, though, and balance myself. But not everybody, some people get really on edge with just a little bit of chaos, and this is, we're learning so much about how to deal with things that our bodies, and that's the first home you need, our bodies, is to protect your home. Taylor Sappington is joining us today about holistic health and you doing your part as well. I have known, and I don't usually say this, but I have known Taylor since she was a tiny little girl. Oh, my gosh, it's, like, amazing because I've known her mom. Her mom was in the business working with us years ago, and it was so fun because I got to see everybody. It was, like, I get to see her brothers and sisters and everybody and as little ones now growing up into wonderful adults and taking their part in the world, and Taylor is doing so much of that and more. She's an integrative health practitioner who founded Tailored Wellbeing. She truly is an inspiration and on a mission to help as many people as possible by teaching them how to rebalance your body and renew your health. And it isn't as hard as we think. It's harder than we could imagine right now, but it's not as hard, I think, if you learn through. And as they always say, knowledge is power. Taylor has a master's degree in nutrition therapy, clinical nutrition, as a nutritionist from the Nutrition Therapy Institute. Her story is going to really inspire you, and that's what we do when we want to make a difference, right? Because it's to do that and help people and serve people. So without further ado, I want to welcome Taylor Sappington. Hey, Taylor.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, but I'm so glad you're on today. I'm so excited, and oh my gosh,
I know this
has
been
the years gone by.
Coming.
Oh my gosh, it has. And you just moved back from Canada?
I did. We were living on the West Coast on Vancouver, beautiful Vancouver Island.
Wow, lucky you.
Yes,
it
was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
If nobody's ever been, it's worth a visit. It's beautiful. They've got the most picturesque hikes. you know, friendliest people, some of the best food I've ever had. So it was an experience I'm fortunate that I had.
It's exciting. Traveling's so much fun too. And you know, you're not going to believe this, but you'll see. This hour is going to fly by. So we aren't going to put any commercial breaks in unless you need it. Let me know. And I tend to do that a lot. We end up just talking and really giving the golden nuggets out. Beautiful thing about Blog Talk and podcast is our listeners can, as you know, because people do this, listen at their convenience, stop it, come back to it later, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just fun. And what you've done, I just cannot wait to dig into this and help our listeners learn about that. So tell us your story and what got you into all of this.
Oh, goodness, where do I start? So I have a very layered story that has multiple facets to it. You know, I was in the fitness and figure industry for 3 years at a really young age, and that about wrecked me metabolically. I suffered from GI-based issues, thyroid dysfunction, body image issues. You know, but it's like we were talking about earlier, every time you seem to come out of a dark place and you stand in the light for a little bit of time, you then enter another dark place. So I did fall under the influence of getting breast implants and developed breast implant illness after that, which was just another chapter in the book that I'm writing. I eventually ended up with Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, celiac, Lyme disease. Oh, good.
You had Lyme disease too?
I did. I did indeed. I actually just finished treatment. I say treatment in quotations because that's an interesting topic in and of itself to discuss. But I finished treatment in 2017 for Lyme with a functional medicine doctor. And that's pretty much my experience with him is what blew the doors open to my continued education of becoming an integrative health practitioner, because he brought me so far into my journey and I went, we can do better. People shouldn't have to spend their entire life savings, you know, in order to get and feel better. And we should also provide people with access to structured time frame care where things aren't just running on and like a run-on sentence, essentially. We need to be able to put a period at the end of the sentence when it comes to a plan of care or a protocol. So I had my own health journeys.
Fibromyalgia, do you think they misdiagnosed anything, or you definitely had the fibromyalgia, or are you able to heal that? Listed a few different illnesses.
Yeah, it's interesting with autoimmune-based conditions, there's no point of origin. So when you go to the doctor and they start, quote-unquote, diagnosing you with things like Epstein-Barr virus or even lupus, RA, fibromyalgia. Now, RA is a little different because there is a parameter that they can use to measure antibodies or antigens. But when it comes to the majority of immune-based conditions or autoimmune-based conditions, there's no known point of origin. So it's basically the doctor looking at a collection of symptoms and going, well, it doesn't fit any of the known boxes, but we have these unknown boxes over here, and which one do your symptoms match up best with? You know, and they pick basically from the unknown boxes. Well, it looks like fibro, or it looks like chronic fatigue, or it looks like Epstein-Barr. You know, and we don't have treatment for it, so to speak. But a lot of the autoimmune-based conditions that we deal with are lifestyle-driven. Chronic disease, invisible illness, immune dysregulation. Mm-hmm. You were talking about how, you know, everybody deals with chaos differently, you know. We're not meant. We've got this prehistoric data. I always like to say this to my clients, like our body is built to function prehistorically, and we don't get upgrades like our cell phone, you know, but our environment continues to evolve. So we've got this archaic flip phone of a body, which is beautiful in all of its intricacies and its design, you know, it's the original design, but we have an environment that it doesn't know how to interact with. So the more that we expose it to and the more we expect of it and the less we nourish it because we don't have the knowledge or foundation to know how to do that, the more it breaks down. And that's when we start to see the presentation of chronic and invisible illness and autoimmune disease and immune dysregulation, you know, and chaos, stress is a big originating point for all of these and also something that keeps it in perpetual motion.
That's amazing. So, I always say, because, you know, we're designed as miracles. Our creator made us, we are like miracles. And it's amazing how our body's designed, you know, with the natural antibodies and, you know, our systems and to fight off things. And our body gives us warnings when certain things are happening. And that's amazing when you, the way you say it, we're designed in a different way. And we're ignoring it. A lot of times I think, what do you think about, we kind of ignore it. Like you get a headache, you take an aspirin,
yes.
which, you know, is,
yes.
you do this, you take this, they're given, oh, you have this, let me prescribe three different pills. Not that medicines are needed in certain, I mean, are definitely, I'm not knocking medicines because there are certain medicines that have saved many, many lives, right? But what do you think about
yes.
that? Are we just kind of like, oh, I've got an appointment, I've got a meeting, oh, the kids need this or this has to happen. Let me just do this and placate it and go on and just ignore the symptoms, right? Is that what we're doing?
We're disconnected. Like, we are disconnected.
Yeah.
So, like, a very good example of this is what we do with young women. So, obviously, like you just pointed out, medication has a point and time and place in our lives. But I always like to say, if I have a heart attack, I will be sitting in the ER next to you. Like, conventional medicine is beautiful for acute care and traumatic events. But if
right.
I have type 2 diabetes, the last place you're going to find me is in a doctor's office or a hospital, you know, and taking it back to the females, how often do we empower our young women to get in touch with their bodies and their menstrual cycles? How often in school or in the home do we talk about cues and signs and symptoms of the period or of ovulation? You know, how often do we tell them that what they put on their skin is going to dysregulate that or what they eat could potentially impact their hormones? We don't talk about these things. They're still taboo in almost 2020, which kills me, you know, because the data is finally catching. It is. And the data is finally catching up. Data lags 17 years. So what we are practicing
really?
In medicine today was confirmed 17 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
And the information and the research that we're doing today is going to dictate what's done in conventional practice 17 years from now. But what we're all coming to find, you know, and I always say to my female clients, look, if you choose to utilize birth control because you've done your research and there's informed consent, which is lacking in the medical field, there's, you know, informed consent, then by all means, more power to you. How can I support you while you take this medication? Because that's my job, to fill in the gaps. But most women come to the table and they go, I didn't know that it could cause gastrointestinal permeability. I didn't know that it could cause androgen excess. I didn't know that it could cause acne. I didn't know that it turned off the communication from my ovaries to my brain. And all of these are critical functions of the body. And when we start to remove the body's ability to naturally show up and perform that, you know, in a way that it's meant to, we start to see degradation. So, yes, we teach disconnect from a very young
wow.
age. Mm-hmm.
I'm always constantly now saying go to a holistic doctor and a medical doctor, right? To be
yeah.
able to be going, doing both and getting your blood work done and seeing what, yeah, and not saying, because so many people, especially if someone's 70 or older, and I do have a good friend, it's 90 in New York, that is so healthy.
Beautiful.
It's unbelievable. And she's fully holistic and she's done trainings and
mm-hmm.
years and years of that. So she's really on, it's proven, she's a proven fact, and she does her yoga every morning
mm-hmm.
that holistic works. But I know a lot of
it
people
does.
That are over 70, when we say, hey, go to the holistic, oh, no, my doctor said just do this. My doctor said, oh, no, I have to ask my, oh, no, I can't take, oh, no, I can't even take this SEACT because my doctor might not agree with it. I'm like, okay. So we are creatures
we,
of habit.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, too, because there's this divide in generations like you're speaking to where there's a capitalization on a certain age group or age range. And I would say 65 plus, you know, where the conventional spectrum or conventional model is going, oh, these are the people that, you know, like my grandparents. Oh, I don't go to the doctor unless it's broke, you know what I mean? Or things get really
right.
bad. And then whatever they do or whatever they tell me to do, I'm going to do. So there's this aspect of the market, because let's face it, medicine's a business, that capitalizes on people that are still very much in that, I don't want to say, you know, that it hasn't been illuminated to them. And then there's an up-and-coming generation, you know, I would say 55 below, maybe even 60 below, where people are going, they're starting to question things. Like, do I really need that? Is that really a good idea? Does it really serve me?
Right.
You've spent 5 minutes with me. How much do you really know about me?
Exactly.
There's this dissatisfaction and there's this dismayed perception that's growing in the population because they're starting to go, something doesn't feel right. And I tell everybody to follow that hunch. Like, you know, and medical doctors, you can't totally blame them because they're trained through a curriculum that's very narrow vision, if that makes sense. Like, they're not taught to look at the body as one functioning unit. They're not taught to look at the body as tissues made up of vitamins and minerals. That is what we are at a foundational level. We
right.
are of the earth. That is what I like to say. We are of the earth. When we die, we return to it. We are a part of it, and when we die, we return to it. You know, and to think that it's insane or asinine to tell somebody that magnesium and activated B vitamins and omega-3s are not quote-unquote healthy blows my mind, and that still exists.
Oh, my gosh, but that's horrible.
You know, we're not deficient in Lexapro. We're not deficient in Xanax. We're not deficient in Crestor. I'm not saying that those medications don't have
exactly.
a time and a place in certain people's lives, but if you go down to it, like, we all have this foundation that's cracked. You can't build, you know, everybody in real estate knows, you cannot build a house on a cracked foundation. Yet we're trying to do it every day with our body. The foundation's cracked. Things are slipping through the cracks. You know, certain physiological processes are being, oh, yes, it's an app. It's like we're all blowing up and we don't even realize it because we're fine. The house is on fire, but it's fine. We're fine.
Right.
You
well,
know,
we'll take care of that next
level.
Week. We'll do that next week. We'll try this later. And then, yeah, it's pretty amazing. I love the way our bodies are just so amazing how they tell us first before anything, you know, it's just, so tell us, how do you go through a process with somebody? What do you do with them? Do they get blood work first? Do you talk to them first?
Okay.
The mind-body connection, or how does it work?
So I always want to make sure that somebody's a good fit. Like, it always starts there. I always say it's my responsibility before I ask you to step into my virtual office and spend any of your time, attention, and resources, which are precious. That we're a good fit. And once I deem that somebody's a good fit and they're welcomed into the virtual office, aka my online practice, we talk about a foundational protocol. I always pace people through a foundational protocol while they're doing testing. So in integrative health and integrative healthcare, I should say, we always utilize protocols that have been put together synergistically that are composed of vitamins, minerals, plant-based medicine, herbals, fasting, lifestyle, yes, that's a big part of it. But I won't put anyone on a specified protocol, let's say for their gut or their adrenals or heavy mm-hmm. metal toxicity or mold until I've had testing done. Like, symptoms are beautiful, and we always take those into consideration because my job is to listen to the finite details that your body is trying to tell me in its story. But I don't want to put together the whole picture until I have data extrapolated from the body
Makes
as well.
Sense.
It's all about
Makes
putting,
sense.
Yeah, putting together all these clues. So once I have data, and I do utilize testing, it's functional testing though. Blood, it's interesting. There's no bad way to test. There's good, better, best. Okay. When it comes to blood, blood is a homeostatic fluid. So it's kind of a Rob Peter to pay Paul situation. If magnesium is dipping in blood, it's going to elicit this whole, hey, body, I need more blood to look like I'm at homeostasis. So I need you to mobilize it from from the cells in the skeletal muscle. So what we end up doing is we mobilize internal reserves. This is where deficiencies come from. We mobilize internal reserves to maintain this homeostatic status so that when our blood is drawn, it looks good on paper, you know, but eventually your body's not going to be able to keep up with that demand. It's not going to be able to supply that demand. So what ends up happening is blood is utilized diagnostically to identify excess or deficiency. And by the time
okay.
something has showed up in blood as excess or deficiency, Houston, we have a problem. Like, at ground zero, we have a problem.
Already?
Whereas
it's already too late or not too late?
Not too late, there's dis-ease in the body. Whereas
okay.
you take a hair tissue mineral analysis, this is how I assay minerals in the body. So I take a piece of, a sample of hair, it's sent to a lab, they incinerate it, and they extrapolate information about mineral levels over a 90-day period, okay? And I get to see how your body is expelling that magnesium or expelling that calcium or that selenium
wow.
or that zinc, you know, and we get to titrate. We're this one big chemistry project, so we get to go,
That's
okay,
amazing.
We need to add. It's functional testing is beautiful because it gives you actionable data. Like, it's tangible. We
wow.
can go, okay, now that we have this, we apply this, and this is the result we're anticipating to get. So that's how I use blood
So the hair analysis, do they have to do it? Do they have to send it in every week, or they just take the one and that gets
no,
checked for over 90 days, or what is a?
Yeah,
huh?
Just the one.
Really?
Just the one. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Is that expensive for a company to do that over 90? No, it's amazing. Is it expensive for a place to do that over 90 days? Or?
So it's one sample. It's assayed one time, and it just gives a snapshot of the last 90 days. But let's just hair tissue mineral analysis. Yeah, and hair tissue mineral analysis in practice is $297 to have the test done.
That's amazing. So it's hair tissue. Is that blood too, or that's just hair tissue?
Just hair.
Okay.
Yep, for that one. But I use other ones that utilize urine, that utilize stool, that utilize saliva. There's different ways to look at different aspects of the body, and sometimes we get a better read on the body based on the way with which we're choosing to look at it. So blood is good for diagnostic purposes, but I wouldn't necessarily utilize blood or encourage the use of blood in the capacity with which I want to look at the body, which is what can we do to get ahead of the eight ball? You know, what can we do to get ahead of the eight ball in order to make sure that your body has what it needs to optimize your health and ultimately optimize your life because of it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing because, you know, there's blood work. We get our blood work. We get the physicals, and it makes sense what you're saying.
Not enough.
No.
You know,
especially
it's like
with
we go
age,
in and we get.
I can tell you, age. Yeah. Age definitely. We change. I don't know if it's because we've done it for so many years, or of course the gravity and things are breaking down. You know, but it's definitely. Yeah.
We're dynamic creatures, you know. It's just like women, we're dynamic, and everybody acts so surprised when we have fluctuations in mood or the way that we're able to show up throughout the month. And I'm like, hello, we experience four cycles within a month, you know, four seasons within a month. All of us are dynamic. We can change based on the coffee that we drank or the rush hour traffic that we sat in or the good news that we just got from our boss. Like, nothing in our body is stagnant. And nothing works in isolation. We cannot peel apart the endocrine system, the neurological system, you know, the gastrointestinal system, the cardiovascular system. They all count on each other and each other's optimal working in order to show up to the game. You know, like, so we need everybody on the team to get their helmet on and get in the game. We don't need anybody on the injured list, because one person goes, the whole team suffers.
That makes total sense. So when you're doing this, do you work with the nutrition, the mind also? Like, mindset is such a huge, I mean, it's a huge thing. And I'm getting older. Oh, my. But I'm happy to get older, just like I say on the show. I'm happy to be here another week. I'm happy for life. I'm happy that, you know, my spirit's still, you know, my body's breathing and all this stuff is happening. But does it, because knowledge is such power, because mm-hmm. I find a lot of times people say, well, I know what's wrong with me. I've had this before. This is the same thing. And I'm like, well, mm-hmm. You can't just guess that. I mean, a friend of mine died of pancreatic cancer, 2 years ago. And I remember she had pains in her stomach about end of 2015. And she said, oh, I've got pains in my stomach. But she had always had stomach issues. And I said, you better go see the doctor. Oh, no, I know what it is, right? And she did finally see the doctor, and it was pancreatic. It was disgusting. It's so sad. But I think the knowledge is power, because we attribute too many things to different things and blame it on too many things. And I sound like a discombobulated when I'm saying it, because I'm thinking of all the different issues and things you see, and then they're labeling so many things that people have. They're saying they have bipolar, or you have borderline personality issues, or maybe it's health issues. And it just goes on and on and on and on, and then the fear comes in. And if people – so when somebody comes to you, if they're really a mess, I mean, I don't want to say mess in the,
all
you know, you know, all kinds. Really? So
I was
so you're able,
so like,
and you're able
was,
to sit there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep. I was a mess. So, like, I feel like I attract, you know, we always put out into the universe who we want to work with. And my goal was always to say, I want me. I want the younger version of me. And I want to show them that. It doesn't have to be as hard as it was for me, and it doesn't have to be as expensive. And there are people out there that care, you know, but that's like we talked about earlier, if we're looking at it from the mindset perspective, there is
that's
a
what
field
I'm wondering
of
how
study
you do that.
Yeah, so there's a field of study out there right now called epigenetics, and Dr. Bruce Lipton is kind of a pioneer in this.
I know who that is. Yes.
Yes, he's incredible. you know, and epigenetics is all about, in a very basic explanation, it's all about looking at nature versus nurture and determining what has a larger influence on the way with which we show up physically. And what's being being found through research is essentially our environment and the way with which we interact with our environment and the way with which we perceive our environment and ourselves has a larger play or interplay with the way with which our physical body shows up than we originally thought. We are not just genes. We are not just DNA. We are not just like, oh, I'm predisposed to diabetes, so it means I might get it or I'm probably going to get it.
It's, right.
You know, trauma, stress, anger, sadness, these things live in our organs, and we are made up of cells. So like your GI tract, for example, 500 to 1,000 different microorganisms, 40 trillion cells in one place, okay? And we have all of these cells that compose the body, and they're essentially our little army. And they're standing there vibrating, waiting for us to tell them what to do. And 90% of our behavior is dictated by the subconscious mind. So a lot of the time, we show up, and our behaviors, our automatic behaviors, our emotions...
Oh, get the chill.
Yes, they all sit in the subconscious mind. And there's another gentleman that I highly respect in this field called Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he constantly talks about how our personal reality is our personality. And if we don't change our personal, you know, our personality, our personal reality never changes either. So a lot of the times we bring emotions from the past into the present. We have automatic behaviors that we really need to modify. We have subconscious thoughts that we need to, you know, become aware of.
All that baggage.
And I talk about
all that baggage.
Yes. You know, and yes. You've got
we're coming along with our baggage. We got to go. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I love it.
And it's beautiful.
I get chills.
The baggage is what makes us who we are.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. I get chills because in real estate I always said, God, why is it real estate? Can't it be self-help? And then it was like, well, real estate's the vehicle because we come in touch with people. But it's amazing. I always found that when you see people who are abusive or have been abusive or they've got all these issues, it amazes me why so many of them won't get help, where I think everybody should reach out and say, I need help. Let me talk to you, whether it's a counselor and like with you with nutrition and the counseling. It's amazing because they can go, wow, I never even looked at it that way, right? And I think that's the – I don't know why people have fear to go get help or why they have fear to go – and because to me, we're all about love and peace. And when we know we're not being lovely, we're not being peaceful, like what's going on politically right now and all the hate going out there, I'm like, he's got to be kidding. We're going backwards. We're not going forward. We're not evolving. And so what you're saying is our bodies are kind of – are the same thing. Like all these little – they're doing what we tell, like fight or flight, you know, like where the adrenaline goes. If we're in a bad situation, we got to run. But our bodies are saying that. They're trying to fix us and help us because we're created so miraculously and we're just kind of blowing up the ship, right? We're just kind of saying, you know, I got to, that's really amazing. So you're on the, interesting though, with the mind and the, everybody has to, with the mind and everything, everybody has to, really work on it, but then they're also working on with people around them, right? The family members, the things. So even when you're working on diet and other things, there has to be a way to, how do you handle that? Getting them to get everybody else involved or let them be them and work on what
it's
they're working. Is that an issue ever where they just fall back?
I mean, I think it's important to have a support system, but the support system doesn't have to be underneath the roof or in between the four walls you share with other people. The support system can be somebody virtually. I have a community online for my clients. I'm part of that support system, but it comes back down to other people's opinion of you and what you're doing is none of your business, you know, and
totally.
If you are here with the right intention and you are doing this self-serving in the best way possible, what they think about what you're doing and whether they support it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
You know?
Amen. Totally.
Yeah, and it's about building people up to the point with which they start to embody that. Because there's a lot of people that are like, I feel very awkward in social settings. And it's like, you know, a common conversation I have is, why don't you invite people into your world? Instead of feeling awkward about it, engage them. tell them a little bit about what they're, you know, what you're doing, and encourage them to ask questions and educate them. Look, I'm not going to be able, it's like my mentor says, I'm not going to be able to get in touch with everyone across this beautiful planet. Like, it's not going to happen. But the way with which I intend on impacting more people is through the people that I work with. So when I teach you something, go out and share the love and spread the knowledge. You know, it's how we're all going to get better collectively, one by one. It's a trickle effect. So are there going to be people that question you and give you the side eye? Yeah, just expect it. But also remember that you're showing up to do something for yourself, and that's also not encouraged in today's society. Remember, self-care is selfish, or that's what we like to teach everybody. But self-care is one of the most selfless things that you can do, because then you're able to show up in your fullest and highest capacity to support the people that you love.
And shine your light and make it and spread it out there. I wouldn't have just mentioned, I won't take a bunch of time on it. I just want to mention I'd watched a video with Bruce Lipton, I think last summer. And it was interesting how he was talking about the mind-body connection. He mentioned, I don't know what the science, the scientific facts are, et cetera, with it. But he mentioned that many times the little ones with autism, he said, when you're feeding a baby, and he didn't say breastfeeding, I guess he's meant bottle feeding, right? Which breastfeeding is the best way to go, I think, when you have little ones. But when somebody's bottle feeding the baby, typically baby's eyes, they'll look right at your eyes. You know, they'll just join their eyes with your eyes. And he said they found that with babies that have autism, they won't look at your eyes. They won't look at you. And he said that he found with one of the studies that they could pull the bottle away and kind of force them to look at you, you know, just kind of keep connecting over to and that helped. That helped the brain connection with autism. I mean, something that simple.
Think about it.
And I'm not out there. I'm not out there with what I'm saying. I am not. Many, many people I know have children with autism, and I am not at all trying to advocate or say, hey, I'm just mentioning something that I saw on the video. And it was interesting that how much different connections can do and things with everything. It's just pretty wild, huh?
To be open. Well, in its simplest form, you know, in its simplest form, food is a distraction. You know, and when we're dealing with individuals who are hypersensitive to stimuli, it can also act as a stimuli. So removing the stimuli allows for a more intimate, you know, a more intimate connection. And it's interesting, too, because there are so many aspects of the medical field that are very sensitive, emotionally fueled topics. And part of I don't understand it, because science is not conclusive, you know, and at the end of the day, when, you know, we have scientific evidence, but we don't have scientific proof. And if we had scientific evidence, we would be we'd be able to put all of the disagreements that we have within the culture across all shapes, you know, sizes, colors, races, religions, to sleep. And everybody has something called bioindividuality. And to speak to autism, I run a test in practice called the Organic Acids Test. And the original use for the organic acids test was for children who have autism or who are on the spectrum, because what they're coming to find with more and more research is the microbiome has a very large interplay in the presentation of, to a degree, autism or those who are on the spectrum. It's just so fascinating to me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like dopamine conversion to norepinephrine, the conversion to serotonin, it's all impacted by our body's ability to properly regulate the microbiome. The microbiome, it affects so many things: mood, memory, weight loss, weight gain, you know, skin, immune system. I mean, it's just, it's an incredible entity within the body that we have.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So tell us how everybody connects with you to come work with you, how they reach out to you, your contact information.
I am really active on Instagram. I don't know if you're on Instagram, but I'm extremely active on Instagram.
I need to do it.
Yes, you should. It's like, I think that
I know I need to be
TikTok.
All of them. I'm LinkedIn and Facebook and all. Yeah. So Instagram could reach you out to
A tailored well-being. But I do a lot of At Tailored Wellbeing is my handle. Page offers a lot of free information, and then I obviously have my emails listed on there, my website's listed on there. I have free resources on my website for those who are interested, and that's only going to continue to grow because, again, I feel like providing people with the resources to empower themselves with education is really important. Yeah, especially in today's day and age when everything's becoming censored, which is also a little alarming.
Oh, it's just horrible. It's horrible. So it's at Tailored Wellbeing.
Mm-hmm.
That's your handle, this at sign, Tailored Wellbeing.
Yep.
Okay, your company name.
Yeah.
And they can find out everything. That's fantastic. So many things are censored. We're getting so much fake news. We have so many things going on that, honestly, I just feel sorry for, it's just like we really have to pull back. And so tell us, how does your day start out? Do you meditate and exercise first, or what's your routine that you kind of follow?
It's interesting because I get up, I have a little one, so meditation has kind of gone by the wayside until I get some quiet time after he's at school. Like quiet time
okay,
for myself
makes sense.
Doesn't happen until he's in school. But like I get up, I'm a pretty predictable creature at this point. I get up, I have a glass of water. Most of us are chronically dehydrated. We lose anywhere from a half liter to a liter of water at night while we sleep to detoxification processes, you know, on top of not drinking enough water throughout the day. And I want to make something really clear because everybody needs to be charging their water. Well, what the heck does that mean, Taylor?
Oh.
Mineral water? Yes. Unless you're drinking mineral water, like your Perrier or your Pellegrino, the water that we consume, you also need to be filtering it, peeps, because the amount of pharmaceutical agents, heavy metals, bacteria, viral pathogens found in
water
in today's day and age is very, it's a little concerning, but charging your water is really important too by adding just sea salt, not table salt, pink Himalayan sea salt. My preferred brand is Redmond's Real Salt and a little bit of lemon or lime. Mm-hmm. Redmond's
Real
Salt.
Salt.
You can get it on
okay.
Amazon. Thank God for Amazon.
It's Redmond's Real Salt. Okay.
Yeah, and then a little bit of lemon or lime. You get sodium,
fluoride,
you get potassium.
Okay.
We all need the electrolytes, okay? So most of us are not hydrating at a cellular level. Most of us are walking around flushing, which is really, I mean, it's good in one aspect, but it's not so great in the other. We need to be hydrating at a cellular level. So adding in electrolytes throughout your day to your water is going to increase your, your hydration capacity.
Now, they always say, oh, my gosh, I'm going to ask you, because I drink at least 12 bottles of water. I mean, I drink water all the time. I also do the fast in the morning, like between the night and the morning, I don't eat for a few hours because I want to hydrate more, and I learned that through a Japanese friend of mine who just passed at 92 a year ago. But they did the Nishi system out of Japan, and the Nishi system was started like in the late 20s, and they said it's called a break fast.
Yeah.
He said it's best not to eat right away because your drink, you need to hydrate. But you know, we can all do so much. Like they talk about fluoride and toothpaste, I always buy the spring water, the 24 bottles, and then people are saying, well, Natalie, there's plastic leached in that bottle because you know it's been shipped on trucks, and I'm drinking it all the time, and it's very difficult because then I can take bottles with me. So what do you say to that? Do you say you gotta get the water
canteen
in the glass or? Huh?
Grab yourself a clean canteen. It's stainless steel. You just fill one or two of those up and you take them with you. They have them in 40-ounce portions. They have them in 64-ounce portions. Fill them up and take them with you for the day. That's what I do. Or you can do, go ahead.
So you're saying you have to have the filter system on your water at home, right, and then pour it in there.
Yeah, so what I use is called a Berkey. So the interesting thing is I use the Berkey water filtration system, but they also offer a bottle, like a sports bottle that has a filter in it. So you can take that anywhere with you, fill it with any water, and it's going to filter that water for you.
So it's Berkey water filtration, B-U-R-K-E-E?
Yes.
B-E-R-K-E-Y. Okay. Back to this water that I drink 12 a day of 16 ounces. I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
But it's the bottled water. Do you really think the plastic is leaching it and it's going to hurt us?
Yes.
Or
yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. It leaches. Like your friends are saying, it absolutely leaches. And we don't even have – we don't have any known knowledge that the water they're using is actually coming where they say it's coming from. That's the other interesting part. Like 85%
so if we buy
of the water
that,
though,
we throw it into our canteen, but if we buy it and we throw it in our canteen, then we're safer, right?
Yeah, it filtrates. Yep, it completely filters it.
Because I'm traveling and I'm here and there and all that, and I just, the thing that's difficult about what we learn and what we need to do and not do is lots of times when it's like, well, I'm not going to be able to do that, or this one can't do that, or like they're going to a convention and all of a sudden they're not going to have all the water they need, you know, so or it's going to be the hotel water, because I drink water everywhere. I order it at restaurants, I order whatever, and,
yeah.
You know, it's sad to think, wow, you're drinking all this water, and then you're going to get told 10 years later that you have this bad illness because you drank the water.
That you have a heavy metal toxicity. Yeah, absolutely.
So the leaching would do that? Yeah, yeah.
There's plastics, there's heavy metals, you know, aluminum is very, so the Brita filter, this is a perfect example. The Brita filter,
okay. It's
a very widely used, well-known filtration system. It contributes to aluminum in your water. Why do I want to buy a filter that contributes to aluminum in the water? Aluminum is a known neurotoxin. Aluminum
is also
a known microbiome inhibitor or disturber, you know, so it's one of those things where we are getting to the point where we are overly toxic and we have to start being extremely mindful about what we're consuming.
Oh, but so the Berkey water filter station, that one, do you have to just keep buying a lot of filters and keep changing the filters? I mean, I'm just...
No. It has a carbon filter that you change every year to 2 years for the
one that fits
on your countertop. No.
That's to fit on your water. Is there one where you can just buy a thing and you can pour it into that canister or no?
Yeah, so
okay.
The water bottle, the sports water bottle, comes with a filtration system. Now, that's probably something you're going to have to change more frequently, but being that Berkey is the gold standard for filtration, so being that their carbon filters
okay.
and the countertop filter is as reliable as it is, I don't have the sports bottle, but many of my clients do. I'm presuming that
okay.
the filtration system doesn't have to be changed as frequently as we might think.
Right. No, but that makes a sense because here we think we're doing great and all of a sudden we're getting plastic. Switching over to the toxicity, I know a gentleman in Washington State who had a massive heart attack like in 2014 or 15. He was very, very mm-hmm. blessed in the sense that where he was, they don't do this in Maryland. And I hear it's because of monies and that they don't do it in a lot of places. But where he was, the system on the ambulances was set up because of the way his heart attack was, that they knew they needed to put him into a coma. And I guess they put
mm-hmm.
their temperature down really, really low. I don't know how
yeah.
cold, but probably breath. And put him in a coma and did all this stuff for a few days. And he said, hey, that's kind of standard practice out here. And I'm like, you're kidding. Oh, that's amazing to me, right? And I had asked
yeah.
some people I know in Maryland. They said, oh, we just don't have the funding. We're not going to do that, blah, 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 blah. But that saved his life. But he was still
mm-hmm.
having some other issues. And he ended up having the testing and found out that the lead in his body, he had been in the 60s
mm-hmm.
on big construction sites somewhere, doing a lot of work for many years on the big commercial sites. He, as like running it, whatever, I don't know what but he said it was in the 60s for many years from that. And he got tested back in 2015 or 16 for the lead. He had like 250 some in him. I don't know what it's supposed to be like 4 or 5 or something. I'm not sure. And
zero.
He started chelation.
We want zero.
Chelation, is that what it is?
Yes.
Chelation.
Chelation. Yep.
Chelation. So he started
yeah.
that to get it out of him. So that's what you're talking about, that we could have a lot of that junk in us and not even know it, right?
So let's put it into perspective. We live in a world where there are 85,000 plus man-made chemicals, okay? That's not going to stop. Like,
I'm sorry, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just continuing to grow. Like, we're not putting a cap on that anytime soon. So as the obvious exposure to toxins increases, so does our toxic load. And our body has, it essentially depends on the liver with other secondary functional organs to metabolize and excrete the majority of these toxins. But the thing is, if you and I are exposed to on average 10,000 chemicals a day, and we have a liver that is already overburdened, we're not going to efficiently metabolize and excrete those toxins. So what ends up happening is they circulate in the body through the blood, and the body is very smart. It goes, I have to offload these toxins somewhere so that Natalie doesn't become septic. So it shuttles
uh-huh.
these toxic byproducts into fat cells. You want to talk about fat and why nobody can lose weight? Let's go here first. It may be what you're eating. It may be that you're not drinking enough water. It may be that you're not working out appropriately. But 9 times out of 10, it's also because you're toxic. And the fat
wow.
cells in our body are responsible for housing those toxins. So the body, the
wow.
blood, offloads those toxins into fat cells. Those fat cells act as a storage containing unit with the lid sealed really, really tight. So the blood has done its job. You're not going to go septic. But on the back end of that, we have fat cells that then start to swell and produce toxic water weight because they're swelling, and they also become very active hormonally. Fat is our most active, you know, system in the body, like metabolically active system in the body, and they produce something called aromatase, which is estrogenic in nature. So toxicity in the body is very, very real, and it's a stressor on the body. So your body responds to toxins in the blood and thus in the body the same way that it would respond to a bear chasing it in the woods. Your body produces cortisol. It dysregulates blood sugar. It produces inflammation, which drives up the cortisol.
Amazing.
It's like this vicious cycle that none of us can get out of until we know how.
Oh, my gosh, Taylor. So how do we test for that? You just test for the heavy metal and the plastic and all that. What do you do to test for that?
So there's a toxicity test that we run through Great Plains Laboratory. There's a multiple, like, heavy, you know, the hair tissue mineral analysis looks for heavy metals. There's a mold or a mycotoxicity test. There's the organic acids test to tell us what the microbiome is doing, omega-3 versus omega-6 to tell us what inflammation is doing in the body.
Oh,
there's
my goodness.
Test. Yes, there's all sorts of testing that you can explore.
How good you can feel after all this is clear. So what do we do to get that out of us? If they say, hey, you definitely have too much plastic in you, you have too much lead in you, but is it chelation, chelation, or how do you do that? I mean, how do you get it taken out of you?
It's interesting. So I've had chelation therapy as a practitioner. I don't necessarily encourage my, you know, like I obviously cannot prescribe it. I'm not a doctor, but based on my personal interaction with chelation therapy and my general knowledge base, it's really hard on the body. It leaches minerals from the body while also pulling out these toxins. So there are oral routes to take. There's chelation therapy if you really want to go there. There's remineralization. So like rebuilding the minerals in the body does wonders for offloading toxicity. Because remember, most of us are deficient. And when we're deficient in vitamins and minerals, we don't adequately function or optimally function. So a lot of the times it's performing a functional medicine detox while working with a practitioner and supporting liver detoxification pathways and offloading and mobilizing the toxins, and then also conjunctively working to rebuild those deficiencies.
Incredible. I want to get your website. I know you said you're on Instagram, but some people aren't on Instagram, right? To go to that, get the help. What's your website address so they can just easily go there too if that's, you know.
Yeah, so it's https, then the colon, /, like the old school way, taylorsappington.com.
Okay, Taylor Sappington, your name. Okay, taylorsappington.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Wow, this has been so enlightening.
There's so much to talk about.
As I drink my water,
I've
been drinking water this whole show. I'm out of a plastic bottle, but it's spring water. But anyhow,
it's interesting,
this one
too.
This says BPA-free. Does that mean it doesn't have plastic?
Well, it doesn't mean that it has BPA. But, it doesn't mean that it has BPA, which is a type of plastic, type of offensive chemical in the plastics that we can do.
So
but
is that better
stainless
than
steel,
nothing?
It's better. Yes, it is better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But stainless
well, that's
steel,
a little start.
Glass, always going to be better, more ideal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better. So these companies are finally, you know, taking a stand and picking some of these things up, but they need to, right? It really is so bad.
Oh,
what's going
absolutely.
On?
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, is educated consumers are starting to demand better and more from companies. Like, they're saying, I'm not going to buy your product if this is what it's going to be. The market's going to dictate what these companies do. And the more people that become enlightened to the fact that what they're doing is not necessarily the best thing for them and their health, the more we're going to demand better. The more we demand better, the more the market is going to serve that.
Exactly. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. This has been great. Do you believe we're down to our last 10 minutes already?
No.
I hate to say it on the podcast because it's like, I hate that because we could talk for hours about this. Then we have to have you back too. You could do a whole 3-day workshop on this.
Yes.
Easily. Easily. It's Wow. So much we're doing and between the minerals and the water, and when we need the water though, we need that in us and the fat cells, it's just amazing. that, you know, when you go and you do regular blood work and you have a regular physical, they're not really seeing all this. They're seeing some of it, but not all, not the whole picture. It sounds like it's more important to have the whole picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do a lot more with a lot more information.
Wow. The medical, the holistic, the whole nine yards. Yeah. So tell, when somebody works with you, how long do they, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm just a big fan of teams, you know, so like I never discriminate. If somebody comes and they're like, I'm working with an acupuncturist and a nutritionist, I'm like, that's fantastic. As your integrative health practitioner, I'm going to do this, 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 and this for you, you know, where your nutritionist is going to do this. And even though I cover food, you know, if you want to work with somebody who's having you count macros, which is not something that I'm a proponent of, that's fantastic if it works for you. And the acupuncturist is going to deal with someone, you know, some other aspect of your health. And then you need massage therapy and chiropractic care. And I'm a big fan of teams. When it comes to working together, generally speaking, I work with people over a 90, it's more like 120 day period. So we spend about 4 months together. We can get a lot done in 16 weeks. And then it's all about providing the tools moving forward after that, too. Like, what do you need in your toolbox and in your tool bag to deal with small, minor things that may come up? Because we've dealt with the larger, overarching issues in the body, and we've brought it into a safe place. We've nourished it. We've provided it with what it's needed. We've offloaded a high amount of toxicity. Now, what are you going to need to maintain those results moving forward?
I love it. So typically, somebody contacts you and they start with you. How long do they typically work with you? Is it a couple, 3 months or a couple months? Or?
Well, it's 120 days. It's like 4 months. And some people choose to stay on longer. You know, it really just depends on their comfort level and how much we've gotten accomplished. Like if there are other things that they want to explore. I have a lot of clients who choose to do further testing afterwards or a second round of testing to see what changes we've made in the 16 weeks and how we can further improve to keep their body going in the right direction.
That's fantastic. It's like so exciting to be able to figure this out and how some people can just, I mean, eliminate many, many issues that probably have been stumping people for a while.
Your body wants to work with you. Your body wants to do right by you. It just needs you to listen to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's giving you everything it needs. We just have to be taught, you know, or reacquainted with symptoms and what they mean and what we can do about them. Because like we talked about at the beginning of the hour, we've been taught to disconnect from our bodies. Like we've been taught to disconnect with other people in society. Like how often do you walk by a stranger and they smile and say hello? Or is their face in their phone?
We need to be more love and peace out there and more understanding and acceptance because, you know, we have a right to, we should, and we're all miracles, and we need to hone that and appreciate that rather than people saying, you should do this and do this and do this and change this and don't do this and don't do this and that. You know, it should be, okay, this is what you know, like and believe, and yeah, we should accept people a lot more. I love what you're doing. I'll have to get in touch with you about it too because it's amazing. And do you pretty much, are your individual sessions or do you also do group sessions where you could do group trainings and teach people about this?
So 2020 is going to be a big year. So I am working on group trainings because I think that is a better way to impact more people. It brings, obviously there's a financial investment when it comes to working with a functional or integrative practitioner. So it redirects the price point to something that might be more feasible to people. So I am working on providing people with multi, like tiered or leveled training. Do you want to do just a 7-day detox?
Fantastic. You could do both.
Yeah. So I'm just working on a way to meet people where they're at in all walks of life, because that's what this is all about. Like I was able to make it through my journey, you know, and now it's my job. It's my life's mission. I always tell my clients, this isn't a job. This is my life's mission. And this is what I'm passionate about. So if you're not going to show up as serious as I am, we're probably not a good fit.
No, I get it. I get it. Because there's so much accountability. Yeah. You're coaching people through with all your expertise. You're saving them. You could be saving their lives. Not, I mean, many, many people, you are saving their lives because they don't realize what's going on. And I get it. You don't have time to chase people down, and it's accountability. And if we need to care about our own bodies, right? And if they're not caring about their body, they're going to, they jump off the wagon. Maybe someone might jump off the wagon here and there. I mean, I know Halloween, we had a storm, and I bought all this candy, and I was going to throw it away because only two families showed up, and I didn't throw it away, and I ended up eating it over the next 2 weeks. Now, that was really stupid, but, and I didn't feel well, and I gained some extra weight. I really felt the represent, you know what I mean? So that's kind of like, some people are going to jump off the wagon. They're not always going to be perfect, but they need to be, but to have you as their coach, they need to be accountable, right? Very much accountable.
You know,
so I can see where a lot of people won't fit. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because we live in the society where, like, we think perfectionist, you know, exists or perfectionism exists, and I have to laugh hilariously at that because I'm like, no, there's no such thing as perfect. You know, the perfection is in the progress, and we need to work more so on giving ourselves grace and recognizing that we oftentimes are subject to the human condition, and there is error in the human condition, but we learn by pain. Humans learn by pain.
Exactly.
There's no way around it. So.
Unfortunately, right?
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yes.
Very true. And then we say, what's normal? What's this? What's that? You know, we're all amazing, and people have to expect that and respect it and know. But this is so wonderful because so many people are walking around in pain that it may not be necessary with what you're teaching them to do.
It's not.
It's such common sense, too, right? Once they learn and we learn and mm-hmm. we go, wow, I need to get the hair and the blood.
Yeah, simple, sweetie. That's what I say all the time. Like, don't overcomplicate it. Food, don't overcomplicate it. Supplements, don't overcomplicate them. The things that you need to do, don't overcomplicate it. Your schedule, don't overcomplicate it. Like, we need to get back to our roots, and we need to make things that are foundationally basic the norm. We've overcomplicated everything.
That is so true, haven't we? You're right.
We have.
You're right.
Hunter, yes.
Everything. Everything. And mm-hmm. then I can see the people that, you know, are just closed. Oh, no, this is working for me. I feel fine. I'm not going to do it. Everything you've told us today, I think at the very least, everybody should get the hair test and the blood work done. And the blood tests that you would pull are going to be a lot different than just our regular.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was looking at that with holistic doctors versus medical doctors, you would be looking for other items with the minerals, with different things other than just the regular cholesterol and blood work we seem to get with our physicals, right? I think,
honestly, I use blood spot for vitamin D. I use blood spot for a full thyroid panel, which most people don't get. And for whatever reason, I have not yet come to fully understand other than its billing and its coding and it's just the way things are, which I disagree with. We don't
right.
get a full thyroid panel, but there's that. Omega-3s, I use blood spot for that. But outside of that, I rely on everything else the beautiful body has to offer to give me information on what we're looking at. And for those listening who want to know what a full thyroid panel is, it's your TSH, your free T4, your free T3, your TPO antibodies, and you want to get a vitamin D in there too. Those are important. You don't get the full picture without that.
A lot of people are deficient on, a lot of people living in Hawaii for years, and I'm back and forth. My vitamin D has been low for years. So I always have to take extra supplements for that. And, you know, so people assume. No, I agree with you. On the thyroid, they're not testing for all that at all. It must be insurance because they're not. They're just saying your thyroid's fine. Yeah.
They wait for TSH to dysregulate, but the reality of it is, like, let's just take TPO, for example. TPO, which is the antibodies that indicate somebody has Hashimoto's, which is autoimmune in nature when it comes to thyroid-based, you know, dysfunction. TPO can show up 5 to 10 years before TSH ever goes abnormal, if it goes abnormal at all. And let's just say your T3 and your T4 are abnormal, but your TSH is not. Like, if your TSH is normal and that's all they're running, we're never going to get the full picture. And that's really selling your patient short.
That makes sense. Complete sense. Well.
Problematic.
Wow. So everybody listening, I think at the very least, these tests should be done, right?
Go
That's
ask
just
your
amazing.
Doctor. Yes. If not
amazing.
Once a year, if not once every 6 months, for sure.
Wow. We're going to have you back, and I'm definitely going to start talk to you about this too. And
yes.
This has been wonderful. I learned a lot this hour. I really did, and I'm just amazing. God, you're just amazing what you're doing. And
you're
just going to save a lot of people, a lot of lives.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, I love it.
I so appreciate it.
I love
it.
Tell everybody I said hi and give them hugs. I'm a hugger.
I will.
And,
I will for sure.
Yeah. And we'll have you back soon. And again, this is Taylor Sappington on us. This is Realty Universal with Natalie Mullenix. I'm Natalie Mullenix, and Taylor Sappington owns Tailored Wellbeing. You can Instagram her. Her hashtag, her tag is, her handle, I should say. Let me get correct on this.
You got
Tailored Wellbeing. And her website is taylorsappington.com. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.